Hello. Hello. Hello.
All right, I was waiting for the third.
You dick. You're such a dick. You're a goddamn dick.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Kind of funny because it's kind of like this book that I'm reading now. It's called The Tomorrow Gene or something. It's kind of weird, but it's these they've done this whole DNA thing where they can go in and rejuvenate. They say that you would get rejuvenated and you come back and you're like 30 years the way you looked 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It turns out it's actually not that. They're actually the people get killed. They actually transfer their memories into a clone at that they take and send back out, and that's what it's about.
You read some fucked up shit.
I know that's yeah, I know it's I'm a fucked up person, so you gotta, you know.
Again, this has been brought to you by Jesus Tap Dancing Christ.
Exactly. Tap tap tap
tap to tap tap to tap.
I went to the library today and got some books.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I
Yeah, I
did.
know. It's amazing.
You went to the library and you got some books.
Yes.
What'd you rent?
I just got I got some Stuart Woods books. I can read two of those books in like 2 days.
Stuart Woods books.
Yeah. It's crime drama, right?
Crime, sex, drugs,
Yeah, crime drama.
everything. Yeah.
Like James Patterson type
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Damn it.
When's the last time you read a book when you were in first grade? Did you ever read Charles
Which
Babbage or what?
probably a long goddamn time, and I'm not, I'm like really not ashamed to say that. You know what? Read less, watch more TV. That's what I gotta say.
Well, whatever
It
works for
works.
you, my friend.
Yeah, if it works for you. I myself am an avid reader, so yeah. But hey, no judgment. I can't, I mean, I can't help it. I'm smarter than you.
You're such a
No judgment, though. No judgment.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That was good.
That's my kid's attitude, pretty much. He's smarter than everybody else. That's what happens when you're 14 now, and you realize when you turn about 30 that, boy, were you wrong.
Yeah, they think they know everything.
No, I was gonna ask about habits. Like,
That's right.
what
Habits.
is your the or your
Habits.
worst habit?
My worst habit. Okay. Well, I like
Beer.
to drink beer. I'll say that. Beer I like.
Okay.
I like to drink beer a lot. It's fantastic. It's great. It's an escape from
Right.
reality. Yes, I will edit that out so I don't sound like an alcoholic. And
Whoa, wait, so you don't sound like an alcoholic?
I'm just fucking with you. No, I'm not an
You
alcoholic.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Sam, do you drink every day?
No, not every day. No.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
all right. I got you beat, so yeah.
All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
No,
you,
you're good.
but
No, it's like that's so I don't know. I guess that's probably one of my worst habits, I just like to drink the old beer.
And the one thing that Sam does have over us is he
Yeah.
doesn't smoke
Yeah,
cigarettes.
that's a huge
Yeah.
thing right
Yeah, but
there.
you know what, you guys, I miss smoking cigarettes so goddamn much. Like I do.
And that's
I don't know
the point
why.
is you don't, and
Right.
that's what's important is that you don't anymore.
Right,
So.
I know, and I'll stick to that. It's been years and years, but I mean it really though, it's like God, I just
Yeah. Moments where you just want to feel that smoke going down your throat.
Yep.
Jesus,
Does that
yeah.
not sound right?
I
No,
was
it
gonna
didn't
say
sound
you kind of
sweet.
put like a sexy spin on that, Dean, right there.
Sexy
There's just like those moments where you want to put that, where you just want to have that smoke go down your throat.
What I mean is like, I mean, like, seriously, though, this could be an ad right here. It could be kind of like a misconstrued ad. where, you know, you're sitting there and you're thinking about how you want that burn in your throat. You know, that little burn, that little, you know what I'm talking about. That's what I miss.
You want that burn in your throat? Why don't you go out and get yourself a pack of Marlboro Lights? Yeah.
Exactly.
Feel the burn. Go. Thank you, Philip Morris.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, you do smoke the Newport. Those things. Ooh. See, menthol kill me.
That's pretty much my biggest addiction is cigarettes. And probably actually cigarettes, and I'd say Pepsi. I drink a lot of Pepsi.
Do you live in Pasco County? Do you want a fix? No. Go out and get yourself a pack of Newports. Feel that menthol goodness down your throat. Enjoy Pasco County.
How the fuck do you know what goes on in Pasco County? Nah, you don't live
here. You know what? I have no goddamn idea, but just from what you guys tell me and everything like that, it sounds really fucked up.
Yeah. I don't even live in Pasco.
I have no freaking clue.
No, I will say that it's only in certain areas, and it just happens to be one of the areas that Tony lives in.
Actually, our neighborhood here is really pretty cool.
Yeah, it's basically, it's Holiday Lake Estates is a very, just a white ghetto.
And he doesn't know.
No, that. I know.
No, he wouldn't know that.
But it's basically, it's like the white ghetto, basically.
Yeah.
The white ghetto.
You know how we were talking on the last episode about Heaven's Waiting Room and all that shit?
Yeah.
Well, this was after you know, they were done waiting. And then the children took over their houses and decided to turn them into, you know, basically, they decided to
become... Yeah, they all went to Heaven's Waiting Room and Holiday Lake Estates turned into freaking the White Ghetto.
Yeah.
With guns and everything. Grandkids had guns and everything.
Well, actually, it wasn't even the kids, because the kids were like, you know what? We're just going to rent it out to the worst, nastiest fucking crackhead we can.
Right.
And that's what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, I guess whatever gives you, you know, a check in the mail and whatever.
You know, we got freaking hookers all over the place and all that kind of stuff. And none of them are good looking. I mean, not that I stopped and talked to any of them.
It's not like you're looking at their face when they're giving you a blowjob.
Oh, good Lord.
But yeah, exactly. Well, that sounds like a bad habit right there.
No, never happened. Never.
I'm just kidding.
Google is a wonderful, wonderful thing now.
It sure is.
No, that's not right. That's not. Oh yeah, hold on. Here you go. There's this. I told you.
You're like, yeah, you were fucking wrong. I fucking told you, and Google has it right here. God damn it.
Well, we were arguing about something, and he decided to pull his phone out and started Googling the answer. Somehow he brought up gay lesbian laws in Africa.
What
I have no
fuck?
Idea how that.
Wait. Gay lesbian laws in Africa.
Yeah,
why?
Laws, just, you know, how, and he's like, what are they, how are they in Africa? And I was like, actually, it's illegal in most countries in Africa. He's like, no, it's not. I said, I know it's legal, it's illegal in Ghana, and I know it's illegal in, I said, Nairobi, no, I'm sorry, not Nairobi, Kenya. And he's like, it's not illegal in Kenya. And he opens his phone up and starts looking it up. Sure enough, there it is.
Hey, Sam, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you think we should be worried that Dean knows the gay and lesbian laws in Africa? I mean, I'm just asking.
Let me think about that. Hang on.
Facebook.
Hold on. Hang on. I'm thinking. Yes. Yes. Be worried. Okay. Yes.
Right.
On my Facebook page, I get a lot of feeds from,
of course, from
CNN.
Africa.
Gay lesbian CNN. People in Africa?
Yes. CNN, BBC News, PBS, and one other one. Oh, and Vice. I don't know if you ever heard of Vice, but it's the like alternative news type stuff.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Vice, yeah.
And they come up and they tell these stories, and that's how I know this useless information. You know, that's how you find these weird fucking things out. Of course you do.
So, it's cool. You know, you're an advocate for gay lesbian people in Africa, and that's okay.
Yeah, he's asking me about it. And I'm like, no, it's illegal over there. That's the kind of conversations I have with this kid. So it's, you know.
Yeah, but you know, whichever. I mean, he's learning that there's nothing wrong with that. You know? Yeah. Gay, lesbian, African people, you know, whichever. That's cool. You want to learn about gay, lesbian, Swedish people? Then, okay, go for it.
This has been brought to you by Jesus Tap Dance in Christ.
Calm down, dude. Yeah. Stop taking it so seriously.
I'm gonna call our guest here.
Don't be a little bitch.
Wait, what?
Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Sam, just so you know, I'm gonna call our guest, and you know, I've already told her, and she kind of knows how we are, and she listens to the show.
Okay.
But she's like our single viewer.
you can say whatever you want to her. So
do we have a? Are we gaining any viewers, or pretty much?
We have approximately five established people so far.
What's up, big brother?
What's going on?
Not much. Just hanging out.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I don't know if anybody else is there that's going to say hi. Sam?
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I can.
How's it going?
What?
How's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, how's it going? How are you?
We're on the grounds that are, you know, falling off of trees. A little bit chilly, kind of breezy.
You're in a tree?
Weather report for the day.
I can't really say anything because I don't speak to strangers, so I'll just sit here and listen to you guys talk.
You are a freak. You're going to talk to strangers, buddy.
So it's hot and mild there? Is that what you know? Was it warm?
You can drop all of your nanny baby princesses. You're going to talk.
Who's the nanny? Tony's the nanny baby princess?
No, you are.
No, well, yeah, he is, but that's probably where you learned it from.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah. Oh, you do that all on your own before you came across him.
You got it.
Makes you a certain kind of fucked up, doesn't it?
Of course. I know Tony, obviously, I'm fucked up.
So wait. Who are we on the line with? I forgot to ask the name.
Oh, it's my sister, Katrina.
Your sister, Katrina.
Well, I mean, you met her when you were like 5 years old or seven or nine.
I don't know, like two, five.
Right.
It was a long time ago, so it doesn't count anymore.
It's just a number. It's just a number.
Right, it's just a number. So, yeah,
I so, to remind myself of that on my 40th birthday. Well, I'm like crying in a puddle of my own tears, halfway drowning. I'd be like, bitch, I'm 40. My life's fucking over.
It's still a number.
Exactly.
You can add things to it.
I don't know, Tony. If you've ever seen pictures of me, I mean, I just turned over 37 and I could probably pull off a 25-year-old school teacher in a heartbeat. No questions asked.
Oh my god,
she's not wrong.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest with you. I saw the pictures.
I'm not commenting on this at all. I've never seen big boobs. Not gonna
count. Okay, I mean, I was up a little number there too, but most people, the angel face kind of confuses them. They don't know what's going on. Very, 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 very helpful.
Hey, I'm Norm MacDonald over here. People don't know whether to take me serious or not.
So. You know, you do sound like a Norm MacDonald. I really gotta say that. Yes, you are.
Stop being self-deprecating, asshole.
You seriously are a goddamn Norm MacDonald.
I know, right? Actually, I was gonna say you sound more like him, but that's alright.
Well, fuck you, Dean.
Yeah.
Why are you gonna get all, you know, worked up, man? Calm down.
No, not worked up. I say that with love, Dean. That's all.
No, you know what? I believe that Sam does mean that in love.
It's kind of like when you throw me under the bus, you mean that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every single time I throw you under the bus, it's just because I love you.
So every time I look over at your wife and I say, you know,
that.
Tony needs another. I think Tony needs another beer. That's in love.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I get it.
So, Tony, I ran my new house.
Your what?
I ran my new house.
She's at her house.
Oh my god,
you sure
you guys speak fucking English?
You're over
40. It sounds you can't speak English. It sounds like you're talking and saying you're like you're in Laos.
No.
Thank you, Sam.
No, I'm at my new house.
Oh, you're not, oh, okay. We're talking English. English now. English.
Oh my gosh, you stupid bunch of
idiots right now. Hello, hello, priest. Oh, yeah, you write that? Yeah, I rook at that. Yes.
Hey, Dan.
Rook, and rook, Dan. Rook at this over here. Rook it.
You don't hate us.
Yep. Oh, definitely not.
You didn't have a topic?
Like a 1-year-old's handwriting.
You want to see my handwriting? It looks like a...
That's my handwriting.
It looks like shit when you're sober.
Right.
Well, does Katrina have a topic?
Yeah. What do you got?
I'm going to talk about how stupid the fucking tree you guys are.
All right.
Bring it.
Yeah. Do it.
She's going to talk about what?
It is. There are so many people that actually bring up our stupidity regularly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you guys were supposed to come up on topics. The thing is, I'm just the smart one of the group, so I have a lot of commentary to add, so throw it at me.
You just said you had a lot of commentary to add, and you want us to throw it at you?
Right. So how the fuck does that work? Doesn't that work the other fucking way?
Wow. Mm-hmm. No.
That's good stuff. Okay, so yes, we did have topics that Tony. You got to also figure we've been going for about 45 minutes here, so we did discuss.
Oh, with this lovely banter.
Yes. But there were topics thrown in there. We actually threw some topics.
Topics.
Yeah. I must have missed that part, right?
Yes, you sure did. So did I.
Right.
Oh, damn me for not paying attention to any of you.
Asshole, it's all your fault.
I know, I can't help it. What am I going to do?
So anyway,
okay,
Tony.
So anything serious?
We did talk about some serious things, like addiction. We were talking about addictions earlier.
We were,
so
yes.
What would you say?
Well,
that's what I'm trying to talk about.
Okay, well, I think that there are a bunch of different kind of addictions. We can talk about little freak show addictions that, like, they eat drywall, toilet paper,
We already talked about scat before. We don't need to get into all that.
Wait. She eats toilet paper?
That's what I heard, but I wasn't gonna. I was trying to get past all that.
I've seen that before. I've seen that at an intervention before to where people eat toilet paper. It's okay. There is help out there.
Chips with, I like it with
the
red in it, like extra fucking red.
You eat toilet paper with extra fucking red in it?
Dude, come on, man. Now you. I heard her. She did say lead.
Lead or red?
So what we were discussing is before, you know, fucking Sam here decided to interrupt us here, is that we were discussing. We're basically going around the table, as you would say, if we were all sitting around a table talking about our addictions and what our worst addiction is.
I heard toilet paper eating.
Okay, I mean, all right, so go ahead. Let's fire them off. What do you got for me?
So what is your worst
addiction? No, I was asking you, Katrina, do you eat toilet paper?
We're past
it. No, I don't do that. I told you this. We already went over this.
Oh, I couldn't hear it. So, okay, we've confirmed that Katrina does not eat toilet paper.
Don't you ask her questions? you put a line through it and a check at the end.
Oh my
then
god.
You don't sound like a jackass repeating yourself, okay? It's real basic, buddy. Real basic.
I couldn't hear anything about that right there because everybody was just talking. But you do not eat toilet paper. We confirm that.
Yes, we did confirm that, Sam. And she just basically just laid into
okay,
it.
Okay, because I thought that she said that she ate red toilet paper, and that was concerning.
No, basically what she confirmed was that you're a basic bitch, and, you know.
Yeah, this is going downhill real fast.
I was just making sure. I just wanted to, you know, confirm that, you know, because I know people have problems. And...
totally understand, like, how... the Magnum drops down, like that's how this show is going right now, right over that big hill. Fucking.
That's what we want. Yeah. That's what we're going for.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're doing good.
Yeah. That's what we're thinking.
At least you got it right somehow.
And specifically, now that we're talking about the Magnum, Cedar Point needs to happen.
I don't know. I didn't know what we were talking about.
Cedar Point would be an awesome time. No, actually.
Yeah, you weren't listening when I said something about the Magnum because you can't get the dick out of your ears. Jeez.
Yeah. It was just
got a point.
That was like 10 minutes ago.
But wait, why are we talking about the Magnum? Why are we even talking about that?
What about?
Because Katrina's saying we need to do a Cedar Point trip, and I was telling Dean tonight before we got on the doing the show, I was like, man, I should take you up to Michigan sometime. You'd have a hell of a good time.
We're a real fucking ride over here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
I know y'all can't drive where the shit. I won't go into that.
Well, I mean, Michigan roads are shit. You can tell as soon as you get into this state.
Yeah, well, it's not the roads, it's the drivers.
Because
they come down here.
Say anything about that, but we're probably assholes.
Oh my god, we're still talking.
Well, that's kind of the idea there, Sam. It's kind of like a.
Let's move on to something else. What else do we got?
Let's have a musical interlude here.
Oh, that's right. Serenade the people then.
That's right. So what do we got going on here, Tony? What's another topic you got going on?
I had a.
Sam's getting bored.
Wait, I know, Sam.
I'm gonna give you guys a. Tony, shut the fuck up. I'm gonna give you
Thank
guys
you.
A
I've been saying
time.
That all night.
This is like walking into the glass door all by myself, and I'll let you guys go ahead and throw down on it. So, I have really bad stomach issues, and they scoped down my throat like earlier this week. And in a couple weeks, guess where else I get to get scoped, ladies?
Your vagina.
Sam.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Where's your first guess?
Well, because I'm at that age now.
That or your butthole? I don't know.
Sam, and it ain't in between my toes. All right, so that's don't even guess that because it's wrong.
Oh my god.
I'm at that age where
I'm
supposed to be.
All right, you know what? Let's take a. You know what? We need to take a quick break here. Tony and Dean, we need to recoup here. So can we recoup?
Okay.
All right. Let's
you guys go do your little beach yoga meditation.
Beach yoga.
Yeah,
beach yoga. I don't.
I don't do beach yoga, but it's kind of cold to do that right now.
he's actually in Michigan, so yeah, so he wouldn't be doing any beach yoga here. So.
Let's we'll call you right back.
Oh, okay, you have a great day then.
I guess Matt Sam wants to go with.
Oh wow, okay. Somebody's crying and spills up. Well then you ladies have yourself a wonderful night, all right?
I don't know what's
good
going
talking
on.
To you. Great talking to you.
Jesus, tap dancing Christ. Oh my god, wow. Jesus Christ. You know, here's what I wanted to tell you, Dean. It's like I was talking to Tony earlier before we did the show, and I was I used to do a blog talk radio show with some buddies in that. You know, we had a good established audience, actually. It was like over, I don't know, it was like over 100 people at one point. And but anyways, one day I was talking to this one lady. Her name was Karen. It was called Kay's Frame of Mind, and she knew like some stars, like Vern Troyer, the guy who played Mini-Me in Austin Powers, and she knew who Fred Savage was, you know, that played in she was friends with him. And so I said, well, Fred Savage, I'm like, oh, that's cool. So I said, you know, could you, you know, possibly ask him if you know, he would, you know, like to come on our podcast or radio show, you know, just to do like a short interview and just to, you know, kind of shoot the shit. And so she did. And his response was, I'm not that unpopular to where I have to go on a blog talk radio show. And so we made like a segment to like where like they like, well, fuck you. Yeah, you are that unpopular. Nobody knows who the fuck you are, really, except in maybe like the credits or something like that. And I'm just like, but okay, you know, that's cool. I mean, I was telling him about Fred Savage. Remember when I was telling you earlier, Fred Savage?
Oh, yeah.
He was like, well, I'm not that uncool to where I have to do a blog talk radio show. I was like, well, fuck you. Yeah, you're not, you really don't have anything else except for Kevin and you know, the fucking Wonder Years. That's all you got going for you. Maybe Little Monsters, and that's it.
Hey, Little Monsters was cool. I actually like that.
No, it was cool. He even had his little brother do the thing with him. He had Ben Savage right there, too. And that was, you know, I mean, whatever.
Dude, you got dissed by Fred Savage.
I sure the fuck did. I got dissed by Fred Savage, the